Let's take a deep breath and invite Yoham up, and let's have a beautiful mihrab remembering the dream. It is just as though the dream is occurring right now, back in Atlantis, a long, long, long time ago. There's you back in the temples. All of us shifted just a half a dimension off so that we could set ourselves free, so that we could project ourselves into the future, into the time of embodied enlightenment. The dream, the desire to be here on this planet, to be one with our divinity, was so deep and so intense, and you never, ever, ever let it be forgotten. That dream to bring true divinity to this planet, so that it wasn't just in your altered state, so it wasn't just in another realm, but to actually bring it to this planet. It was so deep, so true, and so passionate that you made it. You're here. This is it, my dear friends. You're here. And I know at times your mind may doubt. You may wonder if it's just a fool's paradise. You may wonder if it's just the wanderings of a crazy mind, but it's not at all. Oh, it's not just me saying that. You already know it. It was the dream to live in physical form, and yet to bring in the I am, bring in the true body of consciousness. The dream goes so far back to the times of Atlantis. And it's finally here. Not tomorrow, not next year, not next lifetime. It's here. And what brought you here was remembering the Atlantean dream, a time of consciousness on Earth, a time of true transcendence, a time of fulfillment, and a time where you would walk on Earth as a true master, a true realized being. When you'd walk on Earth, still in the physical, but in the and of enlightenment. In the Atlantean dream, you saw the tears that you would endure to get here. You saw the hardships. In the Atlantean dream, you knew there would be distractions. Oh, relationships in particular, families. You knew there would be distractions, but in the dream you saw how you finally got there. You finally got to that point. You're in the midst of a dream right now. The Atlantean dream, dreaming about it as the Atlantean in the temples of Tien, but you're also in the dream of it being so very real with you right now, coming to completion. Here we are. Take a good deep breath, and as my dear friend Tobias said, give thanks to yourself. Give thanks to you. You're awful hard on yourself at times, but in this moment, would you just take a breath and give thanks to yourself? In the Atlantean dream, you saw how there would be difficult and dark days, days where you got so very confused and lost. But in that dream, you gently brought yourself back each time. In that dream, you came to yourself, the human who was going through the difficulties. You came in your own dream and said, "Dear one, angel that you are, follow your heart. Follow the dream. You can't fail if you do. Just follow your heart." You're here. And the very last thing to do is stop trying. If you haven't already, the very last thing to do is stop working at it. I know it seems strange you've come this far. You're pushing in that last kilometer, that last mile, but this is the one time where you take a deep breath and now let the wings of your dreams carry you the rest of the way. Stop trying. Stop working at it. And please let the wings of your dream carry you the rest of the way into embodied enlightenment. It's an ancient dream. And it's here right now. Let's take a deep breath and now just let the wings of the dream carry you into realization. It's that easy. Let's take a deep breath together. In this beautiful gathering, in this room filled with Shambhra, filled with those who would come through their awakening into their mastery, and room filled with the other embodied masters who are walking on the planet right now. Let's take a deep breath. With that, I am that I am. I am Adamus. Thank you.